This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
I'll wash your grapes.
That's right. I'll wash your grapes. I'll cut your pineapple. I'll buy you breakfast. Whatever you need. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
You should, dude, okay. I'm telling you, I've played them. You should see these people.
They take it serious, right?
The round takes six hours.
Finish the story! Oh, my God!
So angry. Tell your boring story. We got our amazing producers, father-to-be, RJ Santillo.
Who's throwing you?
I don't know.
Crane.
Wow, maybe the greatest shot of all time. And how about the very sagely Raymond Santiago?
Obviously, the reason for the holiday. It's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, obviously.
Obviously, what a saying that is. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
It's a little fat nugget, Naylor. Hate that guy.
Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Here's every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
For you guys, there's all soft outs.
Yeah, we love the soft out. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Yeah!
Kung Fu Dave is ready. Your New York Knicks are headed to the Eastern Conference semifinals. They took care of business last night in Cleveland. Mitchell Robinson, a beast. 18 rebounds, 11 offensive rebounds. They will face the eighth-seeded Miami Heat on Sunday at 1 o'clock. At MSG, the Heat overcame a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit. Playoff Jimmy Butler dropped 42. We're going to hear from my quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. I might quit the show. I'm not sure yet. The Yankees broke out in Minnesota. 12 runs, 14 hits. Aaron Judge almost killed himself sliding in third. Mets lose their fourth straight for the first time under Buck Showalter. They looked awful. Devils host the Rangers in a humongous game 5 tonight. The NFL draft is finally here. I'm sure Dave will bully me into making predictions. Only 2 days left to build not my, it's our beautiful new Ford Bronco. We got stuff you missed at 9:15, and as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, hit it, Raymond.
We are New York,
and we love basketball. We're gonna take it all, because we're the New York Knicks.
This is New York.
We're here to play some ball, and we're standing tall. We are the New York Knicks.
Ain't no team like the New York team. Ain't no fan like that New York fan.
And if you want to play in New York,
you better be right on that ball.
York, and we love basketball. We're going to take it all because we're the New York Knicks. This is New York. We're here to play some ball, and we are standing tall. We are the New York Knicks.
And here he is.
Oh.
The sunny to my share, the one and only, David Rothenberg.
What an open.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Oh! Oh!
We got to work on our duets, though. It's clear.
You know what? I don't care whether it was great or not. I enjoyed it. I don't know the song all that well.
No, I don't either, but we have, thanks to Raymond Santiago, got us the lyrics.
But I don't know really the rhythm. I don't know right when now. I'm going in with certain, you know, octaves and things. I think for what we just did off the cuff, that was a good song.
It was just pure excitement is what it was.
I got to tell you this. So I watched the Knicks so excited. By the way, they're up like 16. I'm like, now if they blow this game, not house money, right? At some point, you cross that threshold of this is no longer house money. They destroyed them last night. They were so good. So excited, get into bed. You know, little disappointed with the Mets, but how disappointed can you be when the Knicks have that kind of win? And I last check of Miami and Milwaukee, Milwaukee's up 9 in the second quarter. I'm like, all right, you know what? At least Miami will have a chance when they go back down to Miami, and it'll be the long series, and all excited. Wake up this morning, Miami won! They won the game!
Miami won, 16-point fourth quarter deficit. Yeah, I can't. I mean, Jimmy Butler, 42. And this sets up to be, I mean, you got home court advantage. Series starts on Sunday.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Only negative is that Julius Randle re-sprained
the ankle.
That's it.
Now, and it's a fair point. But it looks like they're really able to find their way without Julius Randle. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but Toppin played well, and Brunson is phenomenal, and Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson and Quickley played well last night. Like, they have a lot of pieces on this team.
They have a lot of pieces on this team. And Cleveland was apparently a really good matchup because, I mean, between...
Cleveland stinks.
Cleveland is not great. And Mitchell Robinson was clearly the better Mitchell in the series. He was an absolute...
What, did he have 18 rebounds last night?
He had 11 offensive rebounds last
night. Every time the Knicks missed a shot, you thought to yourself, Mitchell Robinson, either he's tipping it in or he's tipping it out. There were times, I mean, he had 18. I wonder how many rebounds they got on the offensive end off of just his hard work. It's got to be more than 11.
Well, listen, his hard work, and then on top of that, what Josh Hart did. Josh Hart had 12 rebounds. Played 47 minutes last night.
He played 47 minutes, but if you look at the box score, you say to yourself, well, it wasn't great, right? Just numbers-wise, wasn't great. You know it was? And by the way, at this point, I owe, and I'm thrilled to make this apology, R.J. Barrett again. Again.
This series could not have gone any better for Leon Rose and R.J. Barrett.
It was phenomenal.
Like, if Leon Rose was going to script out how this series would go to make him look great,
yes,
it would be exactly this.
You see, I think he was a plus 21 in this game last night.
Everybody chipped in.
What a time to be alive.
IQ got back. Like, that was the depressing part, though. I mean, Julius Randle actually looked pretty good.
He did look good. Thought it was the best that he looked in the entire series, and then to have him go down. So he's got, is that the same ankle?
Yeah. Ugh. Re-injured it.
Feel awful for the guy.
Yeah, it's not great. It is not great. And, I mean, this is the beauty of the playoffs, isn't it, though? Like, you can sit there before the playoffs and say to yourself, okay, Knicks win a round. That's great. You pick them in six. They do it in five.
Right.
Like,
nobody picked them in five.
Well, no, because they took care of business. I mean, they knew they were the better team, and they went into Cleveland, and they stomped them out. It's exactly what you should do. But you just figured it was a fait accompli that it would be Milwaukee in the second round. And now Milwaukee loses to Miami. It's a much better matchup than playing the Bucks.
The Bucks is a terrible
matchup. And you have home court advantage.
It's amazing. And it starts Sunday at 1 o'clock. Are we going?
It's amazing.
Are we going to a game? As a show, are we going? Oh, here he's with the hemming and hawing.
Milo has to cross on Sunday, so I don't know. I have to check the schedule.
Oh, you know, so does Alex.
Yeah, right.
Ugh. Kids what time
sports.
Is his game? I think his game's in the morning, though. I think
Kids
we could
sports
go.
All weekend. I got baseball on Saturday. I got lacrosse on Sunday.
I'm not asking you about Saturday. I'm asking you about Sunday.
Sunday I have lacrosse.
Sunday, so you can't go Sunday.
I don't think so.
RJ, would you like to go to the game on Sunday?
I would go to the game on Sunday, sure.
Oh, RJ would go.
RJ doesn't have much more time.
What is he before on death? He's not on death row.
No, but he's going to be, he's going to be in the house with Ange and the baby soon.
Yeah, a couple months.
Very soon.
You're 2 months away, right? When is this baby due? June 27th?
June 29th.
June 29th. So you've got two more months. Live.
It is troubling how people talk about you pre-child and post-child, like part of you does die, which concerns me.
No,
you're going to do great.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
No, you got to prioritize. You prioritize the time with your wife and the new baby.
There's going to be a time, like a couple months in, where Angela's like, go do your thing. It's fine.
But right
go.
Now, I can prioritize the Knicks.
As well you should. Do we know, is game two Monday? Or do we not have
now
that?
Now you're asking a lot of questions.
I don't think it's a...
Why would it be Monday if game one is Sunday?
Sunday. That's a silly question.
The rare playoff back-to-back.
Yeah, they're going to play 3 and 3 nights. I think game three is on Tuesday.
You know what's amazing? No matter what I do, like I could solve world hunger. And if I say something stupid off the cuff, now all of a sudden I'm the dumbest guy to walk the earth.
Hi, welcome to the show. How long have you been here?
Yeah, that energy comes back at everyone. So,
I made a mistake. It was not great of my part, and I apologize for that. That being said, so do we know, is game two Tuesday?
Allegedly Tuesday.
It looks like a TBD Tuesday.
A TBD Tuesday. Okay. We got game five tonight. We got the NFL draft. We got mentions from Mel Kiper. We got a lot going on.
You know what's amazing is that both football teams are in such good places right now that I'm more interested to see whether or not Mel shouts us out.
Than the actual picks?
Well, because you're confident. Like, Joe Douglas had an unbelievable draft last year.
Phenomenal.
You love Joe Shane.
I love Joe Shane.
Right, so any decision he makes, you're going to be on board with.
Correct.
I mean, the only thing that we're kind of waiting on is whether or not Mel can sneak us in.
I think he's going to get that done.
I think so for sure.
I think he gets it done. I think he joins us tomorrow morning. Hopefully the Rangers win and we're in a celebratory mood again. But let's go with the Knicks. I mean, what a series. What a throttling. I mean, we talked about house money. You didn't like that phrase. I thought it was a fair thing to discuss. They didn't believe in it. They went out there. They smashed them. You know why? They knew they were the better team. And all series long, they looked. There were very few times in this series when the Knicks didn't look like the better team. The two games at the Garden, there was like that brief moment in the third quarter of game four where Cleveland looked like the better team. But for the most part, the Knicks were clearly the better team in the series.
You know what I think was an important game in the series was the first game.
To kind of set the tone.
Well, not even that, but just how the whole game. Remember, go back. That's when, I mean, Jalen Brunson was in early foul trouble. Right? I mean, that was the game that you probably shouldn't have won, but you found a way to win. And immediately you steal back home court advantage and kind of take the pressure off. Right? You know how important that is? And that's usually the game you can steal is game one on the road.
The only time the Knicks, you were like, game two. That's it. It's the only time. Three, they destroyed them. Four, they pretty much had their way with them. Five, they destroyed them. They were the better team. Nobody thought Knicks in five. Nobody.
Nobody.
And nobody thought we'd be sitting here. And I'm even more excited than normal because now you look at this and you're like, there's no reason this team can't go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know Miami's good. You have home court. You're at least as good, if not better, than Miami. There's no reason I would be severely disappointed if the Knicks are not in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think the expectations have definitely changed now. I think this is going to be a tougher out than the Cavaliers were.
I'm not denying that. You also have home court. They also don't have Tyler Hero.
Yeah, they don't have Hero, but they also have playoff Jimmy.
Yeah.
They got a great coach. They somehow now all of a sudden learn to shoot the three at a high percentage.
That's a good team. But you know what? We're a good team.
We're a good team.
The Knicks are a good team.
Jalen Brunson is a...
He's a stud.
But this is what happens, though, for you. Because now you're hearing it. I told you, Kendrick Perkins said he's a playoff Jalen Brunson is a top, I think he said, five player in the NBA.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
But this is what happens when you play for the Knicks.
Overinflated?
This is the benefit of it. Is when you, I mean, when you can play as well as he's played and you do it on this kind of stage, it's a bigger deal.
Now, can I ask a question? You might not have the answer, but I'd like to ask it. I think it's a relevant question.
Okay.
But you might say, I don't know, and then you yell at me
all
for
right,
asking.
I won't yell.
Quentin Grimes, do we know where we are with him?
I don't know exactly where we're at with him. And that's another impressive part of the series. Between Randle's injury and then Quentin Grimes being hurt.
The Knicks played with an A hobbled, B subpar Julius Randle this series with a completely ineffective and then not at all Quentin Grimes, and they smashed Cleveland.
Smashed Cleveland. I mean, they bullied Cleveland.
And quickly did nothing until game five.
Right, which
and
is a positive.
Smashed Cleveland.
Which is a positive.
It's great.
Now he's got it going.
Now he's got it going. Toppin looked good last night.
Toppin has looked good.
You know what?
I think that Julius Randle's injury towards the end of the season helped him.
I agree with that. But, you know, finding out that Randle's not going to play Obi Toppin right away in the third quarter last night kind of took over that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting 22 minutes, get 12 points, right? I mean, I honestly think that his ability at the end of the season to actually see some extended minutes and play as well as he played gave him confidence, and it also gave Tibbs confidence that he could put him in and be fine. Because that's the biggest thing for a coach. And that's why I think Tibbs a lot of the time just rides the guys he trusts and the starters. Is as a coach, you just need to trust. You know what you should do, but if you don't trust the guys on your bench, I mean, you're not going to do it. And I think, I mean, when you look at this bench and how they've performed, I mean, you mentioned IQ having his first big game of the series, but Hartenstein, Toppin.
Hartenstein's been a huge addition to this team.
He's been great.
He's a really nice player. And Robin, see,
that might be the best game I think Mitchell Robinson has played as a Knick.
He was awesome. And the thing with Robinson that's so impressive is there's the two things that you say to yourself every game. Is he going to keep himself healthy, and is he going to keep himself out of foul trouble? Like, he's consistently good when those two things go in his favor. The problem is that doesn't happen often, right? Like, how many times is he not in foul trouble and completely healthy? But you see, when he is available, he'll wreck a game for you.
Yeah, he can wreck a game. I mean, and on the glass, they wrecked the Cavaliers. I mean, last night, 48-30 on the glass, and then 17-4 in offensive
killed
rebounding.
Them. Absolutely killed them. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, in Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Would you like, we don't have to, I'm just throwing it out there, because these guys always seem to get away without putting themselves on the line. Would you like later in the show to revisit We Are New York, We Are Basketball as a quartet?
As the foursome of us?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Raymond Santiago sing. He's been very shy with it.
Why?
Why? What? Why have you been shy?
Because I want all of you.
Why?
I don't want bits and pieces.
You have to answer that for us. Why have you been so shy?
I don't see it as being shy. It's just me.
What's in your mouth right now?
Bagel.
RJ, you ready for some song later on in the show?
If that's the route we go, then I'll be ready.
Yes.
See? That's a guy. You know what he's like? He's our Hartenstein.
Right. Well, we got the lyrics. Why wouldn't we use them?
Well, we just used them.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But now why not use them as the four of us? I think that most people hear that and they're like, oh, the two of those guys, great. Four, better.
Better.
Yeah, exactly that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear from a couple of Knicks particulars, and then we will get to the calls. And this is a very, very exciting day. Here's Tom Thibodeau on advancing to round two of the postseason.
The tradition of the Knicks, what it means not only to the city, but the league. We have what I feel are the best fans in the world. We have the best city in the world, the best arena in the world. And I think that the way this team plays, it resonates with all our fans. They play hard, they play smart, and they play together. And I think if you do that in New York, it's always recognized. It's good. There's still a lot of work to be done. We have a lot of areas to improve upon. So we're looking forward to the next challenge.
There is no version of the Knicks that would win games, especially in the postseason, that the fans would not love. None. They could win 140 to 130, but there's something about a lunch pail mentality with the Knicks that, I don't know, it just moves the needle. It makes sense.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about this last week a little bit. I mean, as a fan, right, you have this idea in your mind. You know, these guys get to play a kid's game and get paid millions and millions of dollars. The thing for a fan that's unacceptable is a lack of effort.
Correct.
Because we all believe.
And you don't get that from these
guys. We do it for free. And you see these guys, how hard they work, how resilient they are, some of the personalities, the additions, Josh Hart.
What a great acquisition he was. Brunson's awesome.
And you can tell they like each other. Like, you know the chemistry already between Brunson and Hart.
Right. But you saw the reaction of Hart when he found out they were acquiring, or Brunson when he found out they were acquiring Hart. Remember that video?
I was just thinking when you came back from break. I mean, this may be, with what happened yesterday with Rodgers, one of the great days we've had.
We are in the sweet. I mean, when you think about the last 20 years, this could be the sweetest spot of New York sports we've had in decades, Rick. Look at all these teams right now. You have Rangers, Devils. Now, I'm a Rangers fan, and I think the Rangers clearly are the more popular team, but you're going to have a local team in the second round of the NHL postseason. Islanders are still alive. Yankees, they're not as good as I think they've been. They're still good,
They're
going to go to the postseason. Mets, they clearly have flaws. I think you'd be surprised if they weren't in the postseason. Knicks are into the second round. The expectation is real chance to go to the conference finals, right? Jets have one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and the expectations are through the roof. Giants just went to the second round of the postseason, and you figure you're going to be a better team in year two under Shane and Dable. Like, New York sports at this moment is at a level that I don't know the last time we've seen it like this.
No, I can't remember, but I just mean as far as, like, the day is concerned. The level of excitement.
Well, the Rodgers thing on its own is huge, and that today is the secondary story to the Knicks. So think about that. You have the Jets had one of the great days in franchise history. You acquire an elite quarterback, and the conversation is, we'll get to it later in the show.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It really is.
It's absolutely amazing is what it is. Tom Thibodeau saying Mitchell Robinson, best offensive rebounder in the NBA.
I think he's the best offensive rebounder in the league. Oftentimes he's got two bodies on him, and they're making a conscious effort to keep him off the glass. And now his defensive rebounding is coming along also.
Sensational is what he is. And the Heat are not exactly an enormous team on the interior. Adebayo's good.
No, but they're tough. I mean, they're kind of similar teams. They're kind of similar teams. And I think you have, I mean, two guys that have shown you, Jalen Brunson last year and then into this year, and Jimmy Butler, that in these kind of moments in the playoffs, they're the best versions of themselves. So can Jalen Brunson go toe-to-toe with Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, Butler had 42 last night,
42
right?
last night.
My God.
I think he averaged, what, 37 in the series?
What, he went 56-42 in the final two games of the series, right?
He becomes a different player.
He's awesome. Listen, they're a good team. If you asked me who's better, I think the Knicks are better.
I think they're, I don't want to say exactly the same kind of team, but they're very similar.
Similar teams.
Gritty.
Grinded out.
Well-coached.
Well-coached. I mean, home court for the Knicks is huge. And I stand by it. I think the Knicks are the better team. I do. I think so.
Disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I think the fact that Quickly showed up in Game 5 and RJ's been good the last three games and they actually took care of business. I like that a lot. I like the fact that they went in there and said, you know what? Enough. We're not playing with this. End it now. Give ourselves some extra rest. We'll see what happens. Because you got to think, I mean, the benefit, not knowing what was going to happen with that Milwaukee Heat series, is we wrap this up, we get rest. Hopefully that goes 7 and we have the advantage there.
Right. Yeah, if that would have gone 7, they would have played, what, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Knicks, whoever would have
you
started.
You see how many free throws Giannis missed last night?
He's not good at the line.
Missed 13 free throws last night.
Which is, I mean, that's...
not great.
What was his final numbers from the line?
He gave you 38 and 20.
Oh my God.
But he was 10 of 23 from the line. Not good.
No, that's completely unacceptable.
In the fourth quarter, they were horrendous.
How do you blow a 16-point lead at home?
I'll tell you how. You shoot 3 of 19.
It's amazing.
Not great.
And it's not like it was a 74-72 game.
No, and that's a veteran group that's won a championship.
That's a horrendous...
Back-to-back games like that.
They blew game four and game five in that series. That is a bad loss. The one negative, Randall re-injures the ankle. What's the update, Coach?
It would be premature for me to comment until, you know, obviously it has to be re-examined tomorrow. So we're hopeful that it's not bad.
So I guess that's a little bit of good news. Hopeful it's not bad. It's funny. It happened. You're like, oh, my God. And then because the guy's such a warrior, he, like, runs himself right off the court. I thought it was going to be, you know, hobbled where he's putting his arm around other players and, you know, hopping off the court, runs right off the court.
Well, here's what you understand, though. Like, in that moment, like, the adrenaline, yeah, it hurts. You know, you screwed yourself up. It's the next day. It's that night. It's when you get your shoe off.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're going to have, I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of treatment. That's all it's going to be. Stay off the foot and get treatment. And I stand by it. Even if he doesn't play, it'd be a big loss. I think especially in this series, even if he doesn't play, I still give the Knicks a really good chance to win this series.
Yeah, but you're going to need him, though.
Of course you're going to need him.
Pretend, like,
but you're going to get him.
Yeah.
You might not get him game one. He's going to play in this series. And if you ask me right now, challenge me, said, does he play game one? I think he plays game one.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But having, you know, injuries to my ankle and feet, like...
Guy's a warrior.
I know he's a warrior. But you also have to understand, like, I mean, him at, you know, at 70%, is he going to give you what he gave you in game four where you couldn't play him in the fourth quarter?
Maybe.
Well, that's not what you want.
No, it's not what you want, but he's still physical. He's still going to rebound, right? I mean, if you get a respectable version of him and you play him 20 minutes in a game and he's decent, if he's bad, that's different, right? Because then you're...
Well, he was bad in game four.
He was bad in game four.
Right. So, I mean, if that's the version you're going to get because he's injured, then...
That would be bad.
Are we letting him play or not? Because you need him.
As
much as people don't like him, I mean, he's your all-star.
He's your all-star, and he's a warrior. And the thing that sucks is he was so good last night. Like, last night, it looked like it was going to be one of those games where he went for, you know, 23 and 14. He might have had a triple-double last night.
How about that? I mean, he had 6 assists.
I know. Stinks. All right. Calls. We got to. The Knicks fan, they're bursting. Bursting. Shlomo in the car. Good morning, Shlomo.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am very excited right now. Like, it's hard to put into words. You know, I forgot how good it feels and how much better life is when the Knicks are rolling like this. The reason why I'm calling, I want to talk about Mitchell Robinson and how he completely changed the way I view him. You know, before the season, you know, I wasn't even sure whether they should have re-signed him because he's always hurt all the time. But the way he played in this series, considering that, like, Mobley and Allen were supposed to be an advantage for the Cavs, and he just dominated them, like, I don't know, like, completely changed the way I view him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I feel the same way. I think he was phenomenal in this series. Could have been, outside of Brunson, could have been the Knicks' most important player in this series.
Yeah, it's the beauty of the playoffs, too, is that, I mean, I don't know how many people, like, there are plenty of diehard fans that watch all 82, but a lot of Knicks fans just kind of, you know, casually check in, make sure they're paying attention to what's going on. But once the playoffs hit, everyone is focused on all of these games. which allows you to have the opportunity to show people what you look like at your best. And right now, Mitchell Robinson is at his best.
This is as well as he can play. He plays like this in the next round.
Did you watch? I mean, just watch. Yeah, he's not wrong, because between Mobley and Jared Allen, you're talking about two seven-footers. But the amount of attention those two put on him to try to get defensive rebounds,
yeah,
which freed up Hart, who had 12 last night. I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with.
See, here's my conundrum now. We don't have a ton of time. If I take another call, RJ's going to yell at me that we go late, so I'm not going to do that.
So what you should do is tease the calls,
yeah,
promise the people as soon as we get back from break, and then we don't say anything.
And then boop, 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 right through the calls.
Beep, 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 yep. Boop. Done.
That's right. 1-800-919-3776. We will go rapid fire through your Knicks calls because we honor the call. 1-800-919-3776. I'm in such a good mood. I'm in such a good mood. I had a cup of coffee today.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I never have coffee.
Well, our guy wasn't there yesterday.
Well, I know.
The stand wasn't there. I almost stopped and asked him what happened.
Yeah, but today he was.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You Jefferson's guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
George Wheezy?
I was almost going to suggest to sing this song.
It's a nice song.
It's a nice little song.
Yeah.
You've done a rendition before, and it was terrific.
Well, this is what I do.
I know.
We're going to sing again later as a quartet. But we promised the phone calls. Let's get to the phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Enough of us yapping. Let's go to Alex in Westchester. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. What a day to be a New York sports fan. Oh, my God.
Yep.
So, listen, before I make my point, I'm just going to preface this because I know what you're already going to say, Dave. The Rangers need to take care of business tonight at the Rock. But what we are really looking at is a possible Boston versus New York squared.
No. I am not having this discussion.
I knew you were already going to say that.
Well, how could you possibly? The Rangers have just lost two games in a row. They'd have to get by the Devils, who they now don't have home ice against, and then move on against Carolina or the Islanders and win that series.
So Carolina lost Teravainen and Saravanko.
Alex, they have to get by the Devils. For God's sakes, can you turn on the microphone and take my side for one time?
Yeah, but you guys are yelling back and forth. A third voice sounds ridiculous.
A third yeller!
No, I'll wait till you're done yelling, and then I can come support you.
No, support me.
Yeah, let's relax a little bit.
Like I said, I was prefacing my point as saying that the Rangers need to take care of their business tonight, right?
Of course, but that's not a foregone conclusion, though.
My point is moot then. But they take care of business tonight, and we go back to the Garden, and I think they're the better team, and I think you guys would agree with me on that point. We're looking at Eastern Conference Finals, Boston versus Knicks, two Final Four teams. I don't want to be a homer.
No, but Alex, could in theory this happen? Why would you call and do this now? The Knicks have a series they have to get by, and I love their chances in that series. I think they're better, and they have home court. The Rangers have a ton of work to do, Alex.
A ton.
And the Bruins just blew a game last night to Florida.
And that's why I prefaced the point, the saying that they need to take care of business tonight. But you guys were talking about the matchup with Miami, right? I was rooting so hard for the Heat last night. We match up with the Heat so much better than the Bucks, and we don't know how healthy Giannis was. We don't have anyone that can guard Giannis. We have three guys that we can switch on and off on Jimmy.
No, nobody has anybody to guard Giannis.
No, nobody. He missed 13 free throws. He had 38 and 20 last night.
Right, and who's going to rebound on the Heat versus Mitch? Nobody. He just out-rebounded 2 7-footers. So what I'm saying is, we just got the best matchup possible. We're probably going to be seeing Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Not trying to jinx anything. If the Rangers take care of business tonight, like I think they will.
All right, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, stop with the ifs, man. You haven't been the Rangers lost two games at home.
Can we just go through one day at a time?
Right.
For God's sakes.
You got to solve Akira.
And they have two goals in two games.
Right. Yeah, not great.
They had a stranglehold on the series, and now they don't at all.
No.
At all.
No. I mean, you're playing two games in. Hopefully, you're playing.
Well, hopefully, it's over in six.
Well, right. But, I mean, you still would have to. You're going to have to win a game.
Do we have a. Is this a dumb question? Do we have a time for the game Saturday yet or no?
Why do you love doing this to us?
Well, between
Raymond,
RJ,
8 o'clock puck drop, sir.
8 o'clock. So you got an 8 o'clock puck drop for the Rangers, 1 o'clock tip off for the Knicks. Ray, you sleeping over at the Garden?
Wouldn't be the first time.
You carry the buzz straight through.
Yeah, you do.
You go out, watch the game on Saturday, have a couple drinks.
RJ, I'm not saying we will, but if we could somehow do the double dip, would you do it?
Saturday to Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Stay out all night?
We go out all night. How good would that
be? You wouldn't make it. There's no way this new version of Dave. 50-year-old Dave can't make it all the way through the night.
You have no idea.
I will say, and I say this honestly, I don't know that 33-year-old me can keep up with 50-year-old Dave. If he turns back the clock for like 36 hours.
I mean, you watch like Ichiro. At the end, you'd be like, boy, that's not Ichiro. And then one game, you'd be like, there's Ichiro. I give you one day.
Like Rick, how you say you have, if you could play one NHL game, you could give me one game. At maybe not right this second, but at some point, you could give me one game. I think Dave could give me one weekend.
I mean, old Dave would have been Knicks.
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
Rangers Saturday night, we go out, we drink, we go to Atlantic City, we gamble all night, ladies. We come back, we get brunch, we go right back into the Garden.
That's actually what I was going to suggest.
Parlors.
That would have been 28-year-old Dave.
Well, yeah, or underground casino parlors.
I like the AC. Allure of Atlantic City.
Yeah, right.
Better.
Car, AC. Losers.
That's right. Oof.
That actually sounds like a nice little night.
It is a nice night, but it's got to be win-win.
Yeah, yeah. The trip gets canceled if you lose. Saturday night you lose, there's
that's
the AC
it.
Out.
You're out. Let's go to Freddie in Fresh Meadows. Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to tell you I'm every bit as pumped right now as I was when I was 15 years old in 1969 when I finally got to witness the Knicks win a playoff series, because that's how long it took during my childhood. But I'm calling primarily to share a father-son story I think both of you would appreciate.
I love these. Go ahead.
My brother-in-law, Eric, who grew up in the New York area as an adult, you know, lives in Philadelphia area, and somehow he successfully raised his son, Zach, as a Knicks fan. And the payoff, finally, was last night. My brother-in-law, Eric, flew into Cleveland because Zach is graduating from college. And he, as part of his graduation gift, he treated him to the Knicks game. And so they were there last night among the Knicks fans. And finally, you know, they had this incredible special experience to share. And I spoke to them after the game, and they both were sky high. So it just made it doubly rewarding for me. In part because we had gotten Zach, as part of his graduation, to get a ticket to game two that the Knicks lost.
Ugh.
So, you know, it's just special. You guys understand that.
I do. I love those stories. Like you know what the thing is? And I remember my dad, and I was a difficult teenager, but no matter how difficult things got, you always had this amazing bond. We had it with the Giants the most, but like of your teams. And it doesn't matter how much you don't relate to your parent or whoever it happens to be at the time, you always have that bond over the sports. It's awesome.
And they get along great, and that's been the bond, exactly.
Thanks for the call, Fred. I'll never forget, I told you the story before, when my dad, we were driving by the Boston Garden, and it just turns out that they were playing.
And he got tickets, right, on the spur of the moment?
He just stopped. He's like, he went and bought tickets, we went to the game, it was bad.
Those are the moments.
But I'll never forget it.
Those are the moments that you remember forever.
Like, an obstructed view, could barely see, but it was just the fact.
How great was it? It's you and your dad, it's this bonding
experience.
And then
I got to meet, here's the best part, I got to meet Ron Hextall after the game.
How old were you at this point?
I was young, I was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10.
So you were not like Rick DiPietro. It wasn't like he's going to be a...
No. I was the kid that was asking everybody for autographs. Like, and I got to... We actually were by the door where the visiting team walked out, and my dad let me stand there, and I got to meet Ron Hextall.
How'd you get access like that?
Because they would walk out to the bus.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like it is now with the security and stuff.
Right.
They would just walk out of the building, and the bus was right there. And so we walked over there. There was security and stuff, but came out of the locker room, said hi. It was awesome.
That's cool. Let's go to Mike in Rockland. Hey, Mike. You're on 98.7. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a great morning. Before I get into my take on the next series, I just want to bring up this guy you guys had calling before this series started, this guy Anthony. Just a miserable person with a miserable take, and he was just crying about how we didn't get, you know, any superstar and how we're never going to get a superstar with the definition of mediocrity. Well, where you at now, Anthony? We won a playoff series. Let's go.
Let's go is right. And for hosts like Ty, the Knicks are going to get pummeled in the series. I mean, trolls, haters,
come
you know,
on.
You've had so much ammunition over the years, and you have nothing today, nothing.
All right. Now, I believe the Knicks right now are in a great position. a great position. But, you know, I work overnight, so I'm in the group chat all night. I'm on social media all night. And I just – my consensus is that people are looking past Miami to the next round. I just want to put the pause on it. Like, yes, yes, I feel confident. Yes, I think we got it. But let's not overlook Miami. They got way more playoff pedigree than us. They got good players. They didn't have a great regular season, but they are not your typical eight seed. So let's put some pause on the comp. Stay confident, but let's not look to the Eastern Conference Finals just yet.
But what have we done? I mean, we've had callers that have done what you're saying, but what have we done that makes you say something like that?
No, not you guys. Not you guys. I'm talking about what I've seen overnight in the group chat and on social media. Just not you guys specifically.
Yeah. Listen, people are excited. People are very excited.
They should be excited. Because things have actually, outside of Julius re-injuring his ankle last night, are falling in your favor.
Yes. Come on. Milwaukee is a brutal matchup.
It's a gift.
You probably don't have it yet, RJ, but could you look and see if there are odds for the Knicks and the Heat out? If something like that exists right now? You'd have to figure the Knicks are favored to win the series.
With home court, yeah. I mean, they were 3-1 against the Heat. Close games. I mean, you're talking four games decided by 20 points. So, I mean, it's going to be a closely contested series. I think the only thing concerns me right now, and hopefully it was just a... Because, I mean, you're right. They lost Tyler Hero, who's one of their better shooters. I mean, Miami went from, during the regular season, being the fourth worst three-point shooting team to shooting 45%.
Without Hero.
45%.
Without their best shooter.
Right.
So I do have some odds for you.
All right, let's take a shot at this. All right, don't look it up, please. What?
I wasn't looking anything up.
Okay. Sorry. Jumpy today.
All right. It's the coffee.
I'm going to say Knicks are minus... 160.
I'm going to say Knicks minus 125.
We make fun of Dave for a lot of things.
He's right on the number.
Minus 155.
Oh, look at you. Right there.
Right there.
D-Gen Dave gets it right again.
Yeah, I can't pick them to be right, but I can pick what the spreads are going to be.
Unless you're betting on the WNBA All-Star game.
That was a layup back in the day.
The West.
That's so much.
Take the West.
Sue Bird. I mean, you run through that Western. I mean, Lisa Leslie, and Cheryl Swoops, Tisha Panichero. I mean, the West, they were loaded.
Dave was that guy, if you've been to a sports book, like in the corner, someone jumps out of their seat when no one's paying attention, and it's like college hockey or something like that, and you're kind of like, that guy. That guy's got some problems.
Yeah, he bet on the WNBA All-Star game. That guy.
So you, if I told you it was almost a guaranteed lock, you wouldn't bet big on it?
Of course I would.
Yeah, so?
You want to know when the actual games are going to be in the series?
Well, I don't want you to yell at me, sure.
Okay, so you got game one Sunday at 1.
Sunday at 1.
Game two is on May 2nd.
Which is Tuesday.
Okay.
Do you have a time?
Doesn't say time.
Okay.
Game three, May 6th.
Which is Saturday?
Yep.
So you go Tuesday to Saturday.
Right. Now we start getting closer and closer, though. Game 4, May 8th. Game 5, May 10th. Game 6, May 12th. And Game 7, May 15th.
May 15th is a Monday. Monday, May 15th.
May 15th is a Monday.
So this is, you know, the only bad news about this is May 8th.
Is your anniversary.
Is my anniversary.
I know. Is it 20?
No, thankfully.
What is it?
19.
I think what are you
going to
do?
Don't say you think 19.
No, 04, yeah. 19.
It's 19, yeah.
19. 04 to 23. What are we going to do? Well, it depends on the game time. And why are you like putting your head into your hands?
Because you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to verbalize that.
You can't put this out there.
Well, a couple things.
Because she's listening.
Oh, by the way, yesterday, and you know I'm honest.
Always.
We sat here and we talked about Ben and how he wasn't. Yesterday, bases loaded, two outs, sixth inning.
Bomb.
Off the wall. Not bomb, because I don't want to say that. Off the wall clears the bases.
Nice.
Yeah.
They won.
They won.
Good.
Yes.
So he bounced back.
Big time.
So that's what we want.
Big time. So he has a baseball game on our anniversary at 4:30. And then the Knicks have their game at God knows when.
So maybe you celebrate the day before, no?
Sunday the 7th? Could do that.
Take her up to a nice brunch?
Could do.
That would be nice.
You know, now you're thinking.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking.
A present, a little gift.
That's right.
Might.
What should I get her?
Ooh, 19's a big one. 20 is going to be a huge one.
20 is enormous. I mean, who would have thought?
She's going through ACL surgery. I mean, it should be something really
nice. Is a massage something? I mean, after
is that
ACL?
What she wants, though?
She likes a massage.
But you have to ask her, though.
If she could
is this something endure, you want?
Yeah, lying on the want? Table might right. be uncomfortable.
Right.
So maybe like a gift certificate to a salon?
No, I don't,
spa?
I don't do gift certificates.
No?
Like a nice piece of jewelry, a necklace or something.
I feel like it's always jewelry,
though. Well, but they love jewelry.
And she doesn't have her ears pierced.
Why not get her ears pierced?
But because she's had them pierced and they don't...
It does because the earlobes.
Yeah.
And maybe you get together. Maybe you get your ear pierced.
So, like we bond over that.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have her ears pierced, but I get mine pierced.
Yeah. So
for our anniversary, I get my ears pierced and I buy myself some studs.
Yeah. Right. That you would have bought for Sherry.
Okay.
I think you look beautiful with studs.
I think I might.
Might be onto something.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
So what am I getting her then?
Well, definitely, I think brunch for sure.
Okay.
And... I know you're in a tough spot because the ACL. I mean, a massage is nice.
A massage is nice.
A spa day would be nice, but is that something she wants?
That's something I would say, but I know how you'll take it, and then you'll run with it.
But
no, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No, if you promise not to do what
I'm
you do,
I'm not going to run with it. What?
Oh yeah.
I can't say
what?
It.
Why? Say it.
Like a facial.
Yeah, but who doesn't want that? It's good for both. She comes back. Her skin is beautiful.
And her skin is beautiful to begin with.
She gets what she wants. You get what you want. I love it. Maybe she'd like that.
That'd be nice.
Pampering. Get her a full day of pampering. Yeah, that'd be nice. But I would ask her first just to make sure.
Maybe hire a chef. Come into the home.
Maybe I come over. Wear a sexy apron.
Maybe wear nothing but the apron.
I've done that before. It was a nice look.
In other people's homes, you've done nothing but the apron?
No. On my own home.
You know, you can hire a chef, and then you can hire a chef who's not wearing clothing. That's the step up.
Just butt cheeks hanging out.
Can you imagine that? What's flapjacks? You want to tussle? RJ, tell me you couldn't see him walking around my home with nothing but an apron.
It'd be great.
I think he would take great pride in it.
Hibachi, like have the hat on, start throwing shrimp at people.
Shrimp.
Tell you what, you could easily burn yourself.
Alex, open up.
Trouble.
Flicking zucchini at everybody.
Ha ha. You can't get us.
I'm willing to do that for you if you want.
That's very nice.
The offer's on the table.
That's very nice.
Think the family might enjoy it.
You imagine that?
No.
Why is there a naked man cooking pancakes in our
house? It's our anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Multiple cream cheeses?
I'll tell you what would be a gift. Take the dogs for a week.
That kind of party?
Oh, that would actually be a good
gift.
What
a gift that would be.
She would love that.
Although, and she wouldn't even deny this, you know who's taking care of the dogs completely now?
Alex.
No, me!
Oh, yeah, of course. But why do the kids do something? They wanted the dogs.
They do a little. But they're not doing like the 4 o'clock in the mornings.
No. Yeah, but you're up anyway.
Well, we wake up earlier now to take care of the dogs, and I stay up later to take care of the dogs on the other end.
You're burning it at both ends.
I really am. Harper in Brooklyn. Good morning, Harp.
Hey, good morning, gents. I just have a quick question for you, and I'll jump off. So throughout this whole series, right, you've been hearing that Knicks fans, we want Miami. We match up better with Miami. We don't want to face Milwaukee. Well, this team just knocked Milwaukee out pretty convincingly, and I would say darn near easy. So
you don't think, Harper, that in many ways Milwaukee completely gagged in the series?
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm more of a football guy than a basketball guy.
So they blew double-digit leads in Game 4 and Game 5 in the fourth quarter.
I get it. But with that being said, wouldn't it make sense that we should be really, really cautious of this Miami team because they did just blow out a heavily favored, Milwaukee team?
Sure. Of course.
Maybe it's, that's just my question. That's it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, you can't take this team lightly. They got Jimmy Butler, who's a different player in the playoffs. They got one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Adebayo's a terrific player.
Right. I mean, for them, it sucks they lost Hero and they lost Oladipo. But, I mean, to beat Milwaukee, and you can call it whatever you want it. But, I mean, back-to-back games where it looks like they were dead to rights and they found a way to fight back and win both of those games.
Unbelievable.
I saw every person on ESPN the other day saying how they all thought that Milwaukee was going to come back and win the series.
I thought that's what I said.
And I said Miami.
To your credit, you and RJ both said Miami.
Yeah.
And but there's no way you thought Milwaukee wasn't going to win last night.
No.
It won't happen. The Knicks could get swept in the series. And I would still scream that it's the better matchup.
Of course it's the better matchup. You can't dispute it's the better matchup.
By a mile, the matchup you'd prefer.
Absolutely.
You want to hang with us? You know you want to hang with us. Citi Field, Thursday, June 1. I mean, the Knicks could still be playing basketball.
Wouldn't that be great?
How great would that be? We'll start our day by broadcasting live from Publicans. That's in Manhasset, Long Island, from 6 to 10 in the morning. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock. All that leading into the game at 1 o'clock against Philadelphia. So here's what you do. You spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset. Then over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate. All sorts of giveaways and prizes. We're headed to the game, and we're sitting in section 128. I repeat, we're sitting in section 128, so get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. How are we with the brooch?
Brooch, I'm not sure. I know the jerseys are being made.
Jerseys being made. If there's a brooch maker listening right now that would like to make a classy, tasteful DNR brooch.
Yep.
Or like a pin
lapel
for the lapel.
Pin. Something nice would be gorgeous.
We would
tie clip, nice DNR tie. I could use a DNR tie clip when I do TV. Would be nice.
That would be nice. So someone makes a tasteful DNR tie clip, and you're wearing it on ESPN.
Yeah, or I would wear the lapel pin, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I have to wear, I can't dress, like, a PK can wear whatever he wants. He wears bedazzled coats, and, like, he's, like...
Yeah, but you're a guy that pushes the envelope.
Yeah, but I wear nice suit jackets.
You always look very nice.
And by the way, too, people listening, you have to go to the app. Go to the 98.7 app, click on the contest tiles, vote. Pick what you want this Bronco to look like. You only got 2 days left.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last day. I'm only driving it for a very short period of time. We're giving it away.
And then it gets turned over to you out there.
Yes, it's not. This is not my Ford Bronco. I'm minding it until you get it.
By the way,
this is a huge deal. This is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous vehicle.
Yes. Two bicycles have been obtained. One will go to me. One will be given out at the Beach Bash.
It's a nice bicycle.
Beautiful bicycles.
It is a beautiful bicycle.
Yeah.
This is going to be, and by the way, you got the tailgate, you're going to have the Beach Bash.
We got things happening.
We got things happening.
We might have the brooch, tie clip, we got the jerseys.
You might sing later in the show again.
No, not might. We're going to. As a quartet.
Yes.
I might just do the rhythm
like the Tone Rangers.
That's right. Everyone has a different like noise they make.
Dave on the kick drum. Dave. We can do that.
We can, and I might.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.